Great. We've got Coach Pandolfo here for media availability against for prepping for a series against Colgate coming to Gannett Arena this weekend. So, Eli, I'll start with you.
How's it going, Jay? We saw Sacha Boisvert leave early on Sunday against RPI. I just wanted to know what his status was for this weekend.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a game time decision with him tomorrow night. So we'll know more, tomorrow. He skated today. So we'll see how he responds to that. But I would expect he's going to play, but we'll have to wait till tomorrow night to really know.
George?
Coach, congrats on the first win. We all knew Yzerman and Hudson were going to come back as better players, but just how you felt they've been as leaders throughout the first game.
Yeah, I think they both did a good job in the first game. It's they're both only sophomores. They're both wearing a letter. So that's important for our group. It's important for them to make sure that they're doing things and leading the right way, not only on the ice but off the ice. And I think it's going to be a work in progress for both of them. It's a lot to ask for young players to wear a letter, but we're a young team, and those two guys have done a really good job. Starting in the summer, they have a pretty good understanding kind of what we expect here. So I'm real happy with those two guys.
Eli and then Michael.
Can you just talk a little bit about what you've seen on Saturday from the Boisvert, Yzerman, Richie line? Just what you like from them, or what do you see?
It seems like they have pretty good chemistry. I mean, they did most of their damage on the power play. 5-on-5, they had the one goal, but I thought they did more damage on the power play. I think it's, our whole group is just getting used to each other right now, from all four lines, all the D pairs, just everyone trying to figure out how we need to play and the consistency that goes into that. So we're still working towards that. Obviously, Saturday wasn't the prettiest of games that you'll see, but we did get the result we needed. So that gives the team a little bit of confidence. And then Sunday, the exhibition game is just to get more reps and see if we can find our way and find our game and give guys a little bit more ice time.
Michael?
Thanks, Eamon. Thanks for doing this, Jay. Jay, what are the expectations of Yagaroff in goal with the year under his belt now for this season?
I think it starts with him. Like, I think he has real high expectations for himself. That's how he is as a person, as an athlete. He's very competitive. Coming in last year, halfway through the year, is not easy to do. And the way he responded and really helped our team get to, the final game, just obviously coming up a little short, but he was a big reason for that. So I think this year for him, he's much more comfortable with everything that goes into being a student athlete. He's a very good student, so I think he's done a really good job of balancing both academics and being a starting goalie at a one of the programs that this sport of hockey means a lot to. And he's been excellent, so I think he puts the high expectations on himself, but we certainly have the same expectations for him. We feel like he's just going to continue to grow as a player. Again, another younger player, and for goalies, sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but he certainly got off to a great start last year, so that's to give him a lot of confidence going into the season.
And one more, if I may, Jay. Zach Parise is being inducted into the U.S. Hall of Fame in December. Zach told me that when you were one of the players who helped him kind of adjust to the NHL life when he first broke into the league in 05, 06. What do you remember about Zach and what made him the player he was?
For him, it starts with his competitiveness. No question about it. Like, that's from the first day he stepped onto the ice with the Devils. Just with practice, you saw just what type of work ethic he had. I think we always said it with him. Like, he had the mentality of a fourth liner with first line skill. Like, that's how he approached the game. It's how he approached every practice. He really made sure that he was doing things the right way on and off the ice. And it's just the competitiveness was there. And that's what you saw. And that's what stood out. And that's why he was such a great player for so long.
Thanks, Jay.
Yeah.
George, go ahead.
Coach, throughout the Long Island game, a lot of post-whistle penalties throughout the game. Was there a message to the team that as the season gets going, The team can't really afford to have penalties like that, especially against, sooner in the schedule, a team like Michigan State, of guys like Porter Martone, Riker Lee, Caden Lindstrom. I mean, those are tough penalties to kill, especially if they're happening frequently.
Yeah, it's a point of emphasis for our group this year. I mean, we had or took way too many penalties, especially the first half of last season. We don't want to see that happen again. I think we took three in the first period the other night, which wasn't great. We took too many men on the ice both games. So those are just early season issues that we have to clean up. But yeah, we don't want to get into the penalty trouble that we had last year. So it's a point of emphasis. I thought we started getting into the game that Long Island wanted to play with us. They were trying to, get probably under our skin, and our guys were taking the bait, and we can't have that. So we just have to be a little bit more disciplined from that standpoint.
All right, one or two more guys. Eli, go ahead.
Is it still the expectation that Konrad Fondrick is going to make his season debut this weekend?
Yeah, he'll be in the lineup tomorrow night, definitely.
Eli, last question here.
Carter Miko didn't play Sunday just because he's kind of still making his way back. Is he, ready to play back-to-back games at this point in the season? Will we see him both nights, or is it still kind of something you're managing?
Well, I think he's certainly going to play tomorrow night, and I think we'll just see how he responds. Yeah, I mean, I would love for him to play both nights. It's just going to depend on how he feels after Friday. So I think the big thing for him and for us is see how he does Friday, see how he responds, see how he feels Saturday morning. But yeah, the sooner we can get him playing back-to-back games, the better for us and for him. But that's it's going to be a work in progress to see where he's at and how he's feeling.
All right, thanks everybody.
Thank you.